My refuge. Most of us these days are getting a first-hand experience of what a staycation with our family would truly look like. That is, unless you are considered an essential employee, which likely means that you are working harder than ever. Are you concerned for yourself or someone else who is working on the front lines? The news is full of cries for more PPE, personal protection equipment. There isn't enough to go around, they say. While people scramble to collect masks, respirators, test kits, beds, doctors, etc., I suggest first and foremost praying Psalm 91 over them. If your person of concern does not yet have a relationship with Jesus, now would be a good time to lead them in that direction. Father promises protection for those who trust wholeheartedly, to those with enough faith to say to Adonai, "My refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust." He will rescue. There is no need for fear. He will rescue you from the trap of the hunter and from the plague of calamities. You will not fear the terrors of night, or the arrow that flies by day, or the plague that roams in the dark. Our Father is even more protective of his children than a mother goose who will chase you until you block her with a door. No door will hold Father back, and nothing is hidden from him, including our hearts. There has never been a time in our lives that this world has been so uncertain. They call it the new normal. I hope they are wrong, but it is certain that many will be taken, and life as we knew it has changed. I suggest Father is using this as a wake-up call to those who have been sitting on the fence. I don't know what brought the disease about, but Father can use every situation. For you have made Adonai, the Most High, who is my refuge, your dwelling place. No disaster will happen to you. No calamity will come near your tent, for he will order his angels to care for you and guard you wherever you go. That, brothers and sisters, is the ultimate PPE and is free for the asking with an unending supply of mercy and grace. Don't be fearful. Father has a perfect plan. Dwell on and in him today.